This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is seeing a clear rise this month in the COVID-19 positivity rate. In mid-October, that figure was about 5%. Now it's up to nearly 9%, and that does not include most rapid home tests. Colorado has seen winter COVID-19 surges over the last 2 years. People are getting text and email reminders from the state health department about the Omicron booster. The reminders are going to people whose records in a state immunization system show they may be due for the booster. A year after Colorado Springs allowed two electric scooter companies to start operating in the city's downtown, one of the companies has left the city. CPR's Dan Boyce reports VO says there wasn't enough demand to continue doing business there.
That leaves two electric rideshare companies for customers in the Springs. Scooter company Lime and Pike Ride, a local e-bike nonprofit. Jeff Hoover with VO says while the market didn't work for his company, the city's vibrant downtown and increasingly bike-friendly streets make the industry's viability there just a matter of time.
I think all of those things can deliver a really top-tier micromobility market, really only probably a few years down the line.
The city is now negotiating with scooter company Spin to take VO's place. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs this morning, 46 degrees. Denver currently at 43. Highs will be in the mid-60s along the Front Range this afternoon and a little warmer tomorrow up into the 70s for Metro Denver on Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.